These are the interviews we've recorded with some of the candidates in the constituency, Elaine Gunn, Graham Hutchison, Christine Jordan and Sarah Masson. They're all standing in Edinburgh West. The full list of candidates is as follows. Craig Bolton, Scottish Labour Party, Elaine Gunn, Scottish Green Party, Graham Hutchison, Scottish Conservative and Unionist, Christine Jordan, Scottish Liberal Democrats, and Sarah Masson, SNP.
To be fair, it's because I got tired of listening to myself complain about the state of politics at the moment, and I felt like, you know, I don't really reserve the right to complain about things that I'm not willing to stand up and do something about myself, specifically for the Greens, because I feel like they were the best match for my personal values. So I'm a mum of three children. I've got three wee boys who are 6, 8 and nearly 10. So at the moment I am mostly consumed with parenting. In the past I've been a project manager in the financial services and a communications manager, so I've got quite a professional background there. But I've also written a book of feminist fairy tales as well. That's something that I did when I was out of traditional work. I started working for myself, briefly trained as a holistic therapist, and wrote a book of feminist fairy tales. In Edinburgh West, well, obviously the Green campaign issue is the climate crisis. That's our massive campaign issue, and I think, strictly speaking, it probably trumps all the other ones because it's a survival issue rather than a constitutional issue. For me, it's an opportunity. The campaign is an opportunity to make it clear what the Green impact has been for Edinburgh West. I mean, from my own experience, we nearly lost half of our opening hours in our local library a few years ago, and that was reversed when the Greens put pressure on the SNP budget to release more money for local governments. So at the moment, obviously, we only have Caroline Lucas in Westminster, so it's just the one of us. By electing more Green MPs, we will be able to bring our campaign issues to Westminster. Obviously, at the moment, we're looking at the Green New Deal. That's a document which has been written in the context of devolution, but would be very easy to propagate across the UK. I joined in the run-up to the independence referendum. That was what really kind of woke me up out of a political apathy. And as soon as I started learning things, and I couldn't unsee anything that I had learned, I was like, this is important, I need to get involved.
I believe this is one of the most important elections of our generation, indeed any generation. It's a defining moment for our country. There's been a whole lot of uncertainty caused by two referendums over the last 5 or 6 years across the United Kingdom. We need to end that uncertainty. No more referendums. We need to get Brexit sorted and move forward together as a United Kingdom.
And do you think it's a Conservative government which can actually sort Brexit now?
Absolutely. I think the Prime Minister's defied all expectations and he's come back with a plan to deliver Brexit, with a deal. We were told he couldn't do it. He has. It's the only plan that's on the table. It's the only show in town. And a Conservative majority government will be able to deliver Brexit and lead the UK out of the European Union in line with the vote in the 2016 referendum. I was born and brought up in the north of Edinburgh. I've been an Edinburgh Royal all my life. I am educated at Trinity Academy and then at Napier University, completed a degree in business which took me into working in financial services and accounting valuations. I was elected to the council, had a lifelong interest in politics, it's always been my passion. I was elected to the City of Edinburgh Council in 2017 representing the Almond Ward, and I'm the Conservative spokesman for finance and resources on the council. So aside from Brexit, I think the big issue here in Scotland is the potential for a second independence referendum. The Scottish Conservatives are the only party now who can guarantee there will not be a second independence referendum. Jeremy Corbyn's come out and said pretty much there will be one. There's a potential for a Labour government to be propped up by the Scottish National Party, and even the Liberal Democrats, Jo Swinson's come out and said that she could prop up a different Labour leader even if we were allowing NDF2, so only the Scottish Conservatives can be trusted to stand firm against a second independence referendum. And I pledge that if elected, I will never vote to allow a second independence referendum in Scotland.
It has been a privilege for the past 2.5 years to represent our communities in Edinburgh West, and I believe that what they need is someone who will stand up against the SNP, against independence, against Brexit and the damage that it's doing to this country, and for action on climate change, against the inequalities we have in our society, and to fight poverty. And probably the biggest formative thing in my life was my dad died when I was 20 and my sisters were only 13 and 8. Now My mother, for whom I still have astonishing admiration and respect, she kept life normal for the three of us. Yeah. And that in a way is what motivated me all those years later to get involved in politics, because I don't want to see people fall through the cracks. Well, I've been working hard with my Clean Air campaign to clean up particularly St John's Road and Queensferry Road, which are two of the worst, the most polluted roads in Scotland. We have to look at the aircraft noise over Cramond particularly is still a problem. We're talking to the airport constantly and we still don't have the new flight path agreed. Housing is an issue. DWP, I find, having been the MP for 2.5 years, there's a lot of problems in the constituency with the way universal credit isn't working. It's not helping people the way it was intended to. And also, we have 6,500 WASPI women in Edinburgh West who have been denied state pension equality. And their case is one that I feel needs to be heard much louder than it has been so far. We've had 3.5 years of chaos in the UK. We've had 8 in Scotland because of the independence referendum and everything that's happened since. I don't want to go down that route again. I want it to stop. I want Joe Swinson's Liberal Democrats to be able to tackle the issues that are important to people every day. Climate change is massive. It's an emergency. We need to focus on that through investing on energy efficiency, electric vehicles, getting petrol and diesel cars off the road completely. By staying in the European Union, by stopping this Brexit madness, we'll have an extra £50 billion in the economy over the next 5 years. We want to invest that in the health service, in education, in improving society. £11 billion.
I'm standing as a candidate probably for two reasons. One, because I think I could do a very good job at representing the people of Edinburgh West. I think their voices have been ignored over the past 3 years, and I think I could do a very good job of standing up for them there. I'm also standing as a candidate in Edinburgh West because I think we need more women in politics, and specifically young women. And the more people from different backgrounds and different experiences they can bring, the better decisions that we can see being made at Westminster. So my background's actually in theatre. I've been a theatre director and producer in various different capacities in the Lyceum, at the Traverse, at the Edinburgh Festival. I recently just produced the first ever LGBT playwright festival. And then in addition to that, I've also worked for several politicians. I've worked for Christian Allard, Ben McPherson, who's the MSP for Edinburgh North and Leith, and I've most recently ran the office of Gordon MacDonald, MSP. One of the biggest things that keeps getting brought up is Brexit, and it's inevitable because it's dominating the conversation. But once you get to move past that and see where the conversation and where people's priorities lay after that, once we get to escape this mess, it's things like transport in Edinburgh West, in various different capacities, through improved bus services that are needed across the constituency, and then also looking to reduce congestion, have better cycle paths, have better pedestrian areas for people to pick more sustainable modes of getting about the city and more active travel routes. And obviously what that's going to contribute to as well is something that people are speaking to me about a lot, climate change. And as we look to tackle this, what we need to be doing is making sure that we have public transport and active travel that is more accessible to people, so it's the easy option to choose. I suppose we're also looking at protecting our NHS, trying to get more increased powers for the Scottish Parliament around drug policy, around immigration, trying to push the UK government to meet Scotland's targets on climate change and step up to its kind of global responsibility on that. There's a lot of kind of progressive policies that we're putting forward at this election, but I think what is ultimately at the heart of this is deciding who has a say over our future. Is it us or Boris Johnson?
Thank you so much for listening to the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. Listen out for more episodes coming soon.